You're listening to Seeing Beyond Risk, a podcast series from the Canadian Institute of Actuaries, where we dive into the stories and topics trending in the actuarial profession in Canada and around the world. Subscribe and catch up on past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Recent developments in the life insurance sector, such as the implementation of IFRS 17, have created both challenges and opportunities, and as a result, many actuarial functions have been going through a process of modernization and transformation. So to provide an overview of what's been happening from a consultancy perspective, we are joined by CIA member Dave Harris. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having me, Chris.
So to start off, I'd like to just put some definition around the word transformation. I mean, what does this look like, particularly from your viewpoint as a consultant in this field?
Yeah, I mean, it could mean so many different things. And I think really what it comes down to is modernization and evolving. So that could be modernizing your systems and your platforms. It could be modernizing your skill sets. It could be transforming how you operate. But I think really what it comes down to is evolving, you know, evolving the financial processes, evolving the actual practice, evolving the models themselves and the data processes.
Okay, well, you mentioned data. Obviously, data and technology are going to play a really important part in any transformation. I'm just wondering, how can actuaries leverage these things and use it to enhance their role in the insurance sector?
There's a lot of ways to do that. I mean, I think the actual profession, like many other professions, are evolving to be more tech-enabled. So that can evolve just even with the actual processes themselves, the actual models, but utilizing data more effectively for insights, I think, is probably key as well. So certainly the data and the requirements for data to be able to effectively run your actual models is key, but then utilizing the output effectively for business insights is going to be key as well. So actuaries need to evolve with the demands of the data. They need to team up with data scientists and IT folks to be able to effectively, you know, utilize the data, model the data, but then gather what is probably one of the more important insights is the business outcomes, the impact to the business, the impact to the potential for risk, the impact to various capital scenarios. So utilizing the data effectively, which is going to, you know, evolve quite a number of things. It's both the use of the data within the models, but also the skills of the actuaries themselves and the collaboration that the actuaries are going to require with the IT folks.
Okay, you mentioned the business side. I'm wondering, how can actuarial transformation align with these broader business strategies and objectives?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the businesses require really great insight. And this is where actuaries can be great partners for the business. So as business leaders are working through their strategy, they're working through their plans, they're enhancing their forecasting capabilities. You really can't do that in insurance without the understanding of what the impact is to your P&L, the impact to your balance sheet, which has a huge actuarial component. So modernizing your actuarial systems, modernizing your actuarial processes, and then correctly connecting in with some of the other business insights and business outcomes, whether it's from marketing or from some of the other areas, is going to be really key for, you know, for GMs and for strategy leads to be able to utilize that for business outcome. So I think actuaries play a huge role, not just in reporting, but also providing the insights for proper forecasting and proper business insights.
So let's talk about some of the key challenges that insurance companies are facing when it comes to modernizing actuarial functions. What can we point to here?
Well, I mean, there's a few things happening. Obviously, everybody just went through a very large transformation with the move to IFRS 17. So I think even just one of the kind of key significant impacts is change fatigue and trying to, you know, sort of move forward with what's the next evolution of change, given that everybody just went through a massive change. So that's probably one of the most significant pieces. But at the same time, because everyone was focused on IFRS 17, some of the modernization work maybe was put on hold. So a big opportunity now within the industry and a big opportunity for actuaries to be involved in making those changes and providing some of those continued business insights. I think the what IFRS 17 and what latest transformations have sort of taught us is that the actuaries do have to expand the skill sets. So that's another big change that I see coming in the profession is expansion into the data side, into programming, into understanding the technology, understanding how it can be utilized more effectively, whether it's in the actuarial space or some of the forecasting space. I think there's a lot happening with the regulatory requirements right now, which is providing significant changes in our practice, more so from how do the actuaries get involved. So some of the increased regulations around model risk, around climate risk, around operational resilience. Again, actuaries need to be in the middle of that. And I think that's just another skill set that we need to start using. And then I'm sure everybody's heard of this so many times, but the focus on artificial intelligence, the focus on Gen AI, again, is a huge significant change in our practice. It's something that we'll need to continue to focus on, especially as we modernize. And again, that is an investment in new skills, skills in AI, skills in the technology around AI, skills in how to validate AI models, for example. I see these as huge opportunities, but also, you know, material changes within the actual profession.
Yeah, I imagine when I hear AI and data science, it seems to me that would be more a natural fit for younger members of the profession. Would you have any advice for more experienced actuaries as they try to get familiar with these new concepts?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just you take a risk. You know, I think to understand the capabilities of something like a Gen AI, even if you've been in the industry for 20, 25, 30 years, just getting onto things like ChatGPT is going to be important to understand the capabilities. I mean, I use it in some of my day-to-day just to help with, you know, preparation of, slide decks, even just how to word things a little bit differently, because that's really the capabilities of Gen AI. I think for AI itself, machine learning concepts, for example, you know, I think there is still a lot of upskilling in the industry. I think there's a lot of upskilling that our profession could be doing. Whether you're right out of school or 20 years in, there's still the opportunity. I've done some AI training myself. Even if I'm not using it in my day-to-day, it gives me the capability of understanding the potential impacts of some of these tool sets. So I think the upskilling might look a little different between somebody who's fresh out of school versus 25 years in the industry. But having a general knowledge of what the capabilities of machine learning, AI, and Gen AI are, I think is beneficial for any actuary in this profession.
Okay, great. Now to wrap up, where do you see things going from here? What are some of the trends that we can expect to see in the future in this space?
I think there's so much going on, first of all. I mean, when I talk to actuaries in the market and even people that I work with day to day, there's a lot of excitement in where we can go as a profession, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come with challenges. We talked about IT, we talked about the necessity to collaborate well with data specialists, with AI specialists. I also think that quants and actuaries are going to be more aligned in the approach for understanding risk and the strategy around that. And further than that, the strategy to be able to understand the business insights to support the general managers effectively. So I think those will continue to be, you know, key trends going forward. I think the other part of it too is as companies move along transformation or evolution type journeys, is understanding the accelerators and the assets that are available to them. So this could be, you know, cloud-based assets. It could just be, you know, some of the key accelerators to help move automation further along. For example, maybe shortening the close, for example, using more advanced automation tools. I think that's going to be a key trend. Really understanding the process and the operating model and how the plumbing needs to work between all the data architecture and the models and the financial reporting, in addition to, you know, the planning and the forecasting, I think is going to be really key. Again, a very large move towards transforming how the business produces insights, more so than just transforming how you report. I think that's going to be really key. And for actuaries and risk specialists that see that leap from just reporting to business insights, I think that's where there's going to be a huge advancement for those particular actuaries or companies when they see that benefit of investing in cloud technology to further along their business insights, more so than just for reporting.
Well, glad to hear there's lots going on, enough to keep us all busy. And yep. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast today and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Chris.
If you have an idea for a future Seeing Beyond Risk episode, or you'd like to contribute to our blog, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at seeingbeyondrisk@cia-ica.ca. Until next time, I'm Chris Fuboli, and thank you for tuning in to Seeing Beyond Risk.